What men want in a woman in a relationship with a woman, I should say, is different in his 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, etc. And we're going to share with you what changes. I can share what changed for me.
All right.
In my 20s. I'm being serious.
Yes.
In my 20s.
Okay.
In our churches, I really focus on marriage and eternal marriage. And I wait till I got married to do the do and all, you know, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to find a partner that I could build a family with, you know, love and be with forever. That didn't work out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then in my 30s.
Right.
I was married for 10 years.
It changed.
Ditto.
Yeah.
I mean, the same thing for you.
Yeah. Right. Didn't really apply there.
Yeah.
In my 30s.
Backfired.
Yeah, it did. That didn't really work out.
Uh-huh.
You stopped on the thing. That's okay. It happens.
It happens. It's
in
fine.
My 30s, because of an experience, I just wanted someone to continue what I had, like, you know, with the kids.
Sure.
And then someone that was, in my opinion, very kind.
Mm-hmm.
Just a different type of personality. I'm not saying, I'm not talking bad about anybody.
No, but it's just, that's what you're looking for.
I was looking for something that's
sure.
nice.
Yes.
Thought I found that. Big swing and a miss.
No.
Big swing and a miss. So
wow.
Now I'm in my 40s.
Sure.
And so now I've learned love doesn't exist.
Oh.
And give up.
Just
and
go.
Just wait 30 more years until I can lay in my coffin and die.
Okay. I see where we're at.
No, I don't. I actually don't believe that.
See where we're
no,
at.
No, I am looking. I mean, now I'm like, I'm so guarded. Like,
yes.
So guarded for, like, that, you know, whatever, a long term, like, I'm just really guarded. I really don't know. I know what I want. I'm just so scared it just ultimately it's not going to work.
You have the skepticism now because of past failed experiences.
But I do still believe in love.
Do you think even if you found it, you couldn't believe it?
I think in the back of my mind, I'm like, when is this going to go to hell?
Well, statistically, it is going to go to hell.
Yeah.
Katie, is this all?
Yeah.
Is there,
I got it.
Yeah, Jared has it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jason, do you want to share any changes, 20s, 30s, 40s?
What were you looking for in your 20s? Sex. Okay, 30s.
Yeah. Sex.
All right.
Mm-hmm. 40s.
Sex.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Matt?
All right.
Matt?
Yeah, it was pretty much looks exclusively in the 20s. And then maybe the late 20s, it was like, okay, looks, but then like you can't be crazy.
Yeah.
You have to, you can't add drama to my life.
You need to be mute.
That's Jason.
He's back!
That's Jason.
You know what? I liked it better when you had low T.
What are you talking about?
I like low T.
A lot better.
Gosh.
Like I had an ally. What do you mean, Matt, you can't be crazy? That's a large.
He's about to go crazy on
me. No, that's like a large.
Yeah, because there's a lot of crazy. Is that what you're saying?
Well, but I mean, what is crazy? Because I think some women would say, oh, I'm not. And then they'd be like, the hell? You know?
Manufacturing drama.
Yeah.
When it doesn't need to be.
Like with other people or in the relationship?
Both.
Got it. Yeah.
With other people, within themselves, within their professional life, anything. Manufacturing drama.
Mm. And that comes from immaturity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Overanalyzing things too much.
Ooh.
I think that's a.
I'm guilty.
That was a red flag for me.
I think it's a wiring thing too, honestly.
Like if I would say something and then you would hear it and then you would be convinced that I meant something else. I'd be like, no, I meant what I said.
Oh, I thought you just meant about life. Never mind.
But I think women, I think scientifically they analyze more because of the wiring of their brains.
In a very different way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was like, we're very like, ooh,
and
fix
then
it.
The yep. big thing is they don't want a solution to the problem.
No.
They just want to tell you. They just sit there knowing that you have a good chance of fixing it, but you just sit there and don't say anything. But, okay.
Yes, because that's the way we process it. And also, I will say, and Jared, there's no backing out now. You have said to me personally, you find the realization of saying, I just want to vent. Extremely helpful.
Yes.
In your own life.
Yes. And that's why I think Katie, when we first became friends and coworkers for years, at first I thought she was coming to me with issues she wanted like me to give her an answer or like, why don't you try this or solution? And then so I said, just let me know ahead of time that you're talking about venting.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could just like really just listen and, you know, and not try to think about, oh, how can I fix this while you're talking? But yeah, venting is very, I think, very helpful.
And it's been...
And just let the person know, hey, I'm venting. I don't need a solution. I just need to get this off my chest.
And also...
I agree with that.
Yeah, and you do it too. I think you found it helpful to say...
For me, yeah.
You'll say to me sometimes, I'm just venting.
Yeah.
And then it's... Because the natural thing for men and women, truly, is to help.
To help,
it is to... Right. But the truth of the matter is, we know almost always what is right and what we should be doing.
Correct.
We do. It's just we're not ready to take the step. And so when you vent, it's like, I know. Yeah. I know, mm-hmm. but I just have to get these emotions off my chest and I'll feel a lot better. I'm not going to fix it
right.
until I'm good and ready.
Right.
And then when you're
That's
good
true.
And ready, you will.
That is so true.
Don't
that
you
is
think,
so true.
Though, that is a complete waste of time and
no,
energy.
I don't.
That
it
makes
just,
you feel better.
I think it's feeling your feelings. I'm feeling my feelings.
You're
feeling
Jason, you don't know how to feel feelings.
That's the problem.
So that's why you think it's a waste of time and energy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, man.
You don't.
Jason,
you said that. You get
don't.
Mad if we make you look like you have feelings.
Yeah, Jason,
you're
seriously.
Like, don't you position me.
Don't say I cared. Right. Don't you do that.
Right.
I'm dead serious. Jason could have just gotten stabbed by a mugger. And he's like, nothing hurts.
Nothing. I'm fine.
No, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Nothing hurt me.
I actually prefer blood on my shirt.
Pick up that mess over there.
Like, Jason, it's okay to feel pain. It's fine.
Yes.
No, what I'm getting at here is that wouldn't you feel better with a solution?
No. Sometimes. I know what the solution is. I know deep down inside, I know.
Depends on the situation. If I'm like, I don't know what to do. Can you help
mm-hmm.
me? Yes, I really want a solution. But sometimes, like, I got to tell somebody this. I'm going to get off my chest. Yeah.
If I really, truly need help, that I will issue those words. I need your help.
What do you think about this? I need your help.
What would you do? How do I fix this?
Two different things.
I know what to do.
But I do think it can feel like a waste of time if you don't know that the person is just venting, and then you're trying to all these mm-hmm. solutions. They're like, after an hour, like, I'm just venting. Like, crap, tell me ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was gay.
Why?
What?
Because if I really was gay.
Is that what you think, that only gay men feel feelings?
Let me explain.
Okay.
Or don't feel feelings.
I don't know that it's going to get better.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
Yeah.
Like it is, Matt.
P. Diddy, I know.
Okay, go ahead.
If I was truly gay and really were sexually attracted to men, I think overall, conversational level and a more level-headed level, it would be better for me. Because then I wouldn't, the women venting, not wanting a solution, those types of things wouldn't be so foreign to me, because it's so foreign the way women think to
you
me.
You would like a woman that thinks like a man.
Is that?
Kind of.
Well, more rational. I want more rationalness.
Yeah.
And I think men tend to be more rational.
Instead mm-hmm. of, how about this? Let me just throw this out there.
Here we go.
Katie.
Just going to throw this out there.
I can tell by the way your
what?
Cheeks and lips are doing their thing.
No, I'm just, hear me out.
She's trying to help you without
I
turning
am.
You gay.
Tell something. You want a solution? A solution's coming.
I'm venting. I don't need a solution. See?
Oh, okay,
how does
fine.
It feel?
I will respect
There's
it.
There's the solution.
Okay, fine. I'll respect that.
All right, no solution.
Okay.
Yeah. You said I'm venting.
What would you have said if someone else said that?
Okay. If Jason had asked for my help, what I would have said would be, how about instead of trying to change everyone else,
right.
you allow yourself to be vulnerable and open up your mind to maybe viewing things and feeling things and seeing things, hearing things in a different way.
Well, who said anything about doing what you said? I never said that I don't try to change and understand. I do. I'm just saying it would be easier if. Yes.
You said you wanted to be gay so that you could have someone who, quote unquote, like you would understand and be level-headed, which
and
doesn't make rational, any sense to
and
me.
Miss the more rational
and rational,
oh,
rationalness.
See, it made it worse.
Yeah. You were good.
Right.
You good?
All right, so we shared how we have changed
yes.
as men, what we're looking for in our 20s, 30s, and 40s, and so forth, and 50. It goes on and on and on and on. But we're gonna share with you what the consensus is, what the experts say men really look for in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. Maybe you're out there and you're single and you're a woman. You're like, I don't know what they're looking for. We're going to share that with you. That's next. Jared and Katie in the morning.